What's going by here right now is a well-built black man.
Mr. Blackwell, now the man is only wearing green trunks. He's probably wearing less than anyone.
Green trunks and a very dark skin. It's an interesting way to go, because I would have gone red or blue.
The boxing look.
Oh, no, not the skin. The skin is beautiful. It's oiled.
Well, Mr. Blackwell,
that was the Santa Monica float.
What is it?
A day at the beach, and the city of Santa Monica. I owe them so much money right now on parking tickets, I don't even want to talk about it.
What about your dog? Does your dog still owe money, too?
They put me in jail because of
my dog. I remember
Mike. It's a nice jail.
I like to bring it up, though.
It's a nice little jail.
Actually, the
jail looked nicer than the float. Well, Denver Devereaux Jr., I would appreciate it if you could tell our listeners a little bit about the sweepstakes.
I was just picking up a little money shining.
Tell us what's in
the... Dawash?
No, tell us what was in the float, the Edison float.
Oh, the float that went by?
Yeah.
The Thomas Alva Edison Foundation celebrates its 100th anniversary with the invention of the light bulb. Featured is the statue of Thomas Edison, covered in silver gray Dusty Miller leaves.
Now, why can't they clean the leaves?
I don't know.
They have all night to prepare, and they're dusty leaves.
There's roses, azaleas, daffodils, iris, tulips, and lilies. Lilies. The garden is enclosed by simulated granite columns of silver leaf and silver dollar eucalyptus leaves.
I heard a rumor, Denver, apropos to the filming of Star Wash, that was the first feature to be done off of cue cards. Is that true?
It's a press agent's dream, really. The problem is so many in the cast are so busy with their other careers. Most of them are budding TV personalities. And
budding into what?
Well, they're budding into Hollywood Squares.
Oh, I see. And there's what? There's kind of like an art, rhythm and blues and space soundtrack.
It's you know George Clinton?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Funkadelic himself.
Mr. Funkademic Polycut. He has all kinds of names, and he always sounds the same. You can always count him. It's like General Foods.
General Music.
But he's written us a wonderful score using no human beings, all synthesizers.
Wow.
It's really something. Star Wash, it's going to be really big, and all these special effects are Japanese.
Tiresome Quebec, it says.
No, tourism.
Oh, I'm sorry. That French gets me so confused.
Look, there are fumes coming out of this. The exhaust pipe is on our side, and we are seeing fumes from the Quebec float. Now, what they're doing is they're asking people to leave California because of the smog and go to Quebec, and then they come here and create smog with the float.
That Canadian fume is something special, too.
It's the worst.
Smells like Canuck dust to me.
Yeah, or Demoriers.
Torrance, here comes their float. There's a kind of a Torrance quality to this part of the parade.
This is going to quash any rumors of feud between Smokey and Woodsy Owl. They are together. They seem to be enjoying each other's company.
They look happy, don't they?
Yeah.
Smokey's wearing purple pants. Please, pardon me.
Oh.
No, wait a minute. That's wrong.
Something wrong?
Wrong. No.
It's not parade?
No, I mean, Johnny Horizon looks fine. A Pendleton shirt is okay, you know, for a morning. But Smokey the Bear in purple pants.
And
that,
no shirt.
Is that magenta or violet? It's violet, which makes me violent. I don't want to say that, but
Why
true.
Is it that the black man with the good physique could get away with the brown?
Green,
with the
green,
brighter
green.
The green,
green
made the brown work.
Yeah, so green brings out the brown.
So you're saying that the purple fights the brown in some way.
It's a battle. It's a civil war. I mean, what are we talking about here? It's like a Monday night at the Olympic Auditorium.
I wish I could put my finger on things like you can.
Thank you, Bob. From the Dr. Pepper Company comes a pepper upper, and maybe to pep them down a little bit, a critic at large, John Simon.
This is larcenous, really. I find it difficult to retain my semi-continental good manners when faced with an atrocity of this magnitude. Perhaps if the float had moved faster somehow, if it were not seemingly so anchored in the doldrums of its own ennui, it might have had some redeeming, might not have had the same noxious effect, but one begins to wish for something along the lines of severe eye damage to save one from this assault. Thank you.
Good deal.
Once again, he wasn't too thrilled with it. Is that a qualified pan?
I would say that's a qualified rave.
That's
from
a mix. That's a mix from him, you know?
Was it a mix? No. It sounded like from scratch to me.
It's
from scratch.
Yep. It's from scratch.
It's a rollicking soccer game. I don't know what he didn't like about it. You know, this was made with a flower called Gypsophila.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's right here.
I thought that was a fear of fortune tellers.
A love of
fortune tellers. Thank you.
I don't know much, but I know that. California Parade of Champions, sponsored by the realtor. And what a champion he is. He sells your home and makes a profit and then sells it again and it gets more expensive. And everybody has the good life.
You always had a way with words, and I'm glad to see that hasn't lost.
It's the same way with words, Dave.
Faced with an empty street with only the promise of Indians to come.
This band is called the Redskins. There are no Indians in this band.
And
Jay Silverheels and his people should be filing charges against this
group. Oh, this is the Redskin, man. They make so much noise. I wish the Redskins had gotten into some postseason bowl because...
It'd be pretty hard for them to be in a postseason bowl. They're from Tulare High School.
Oh, I thought...
You know, the Redskins marching band motto is, of course, the only good arrangement is a dead arrangement.
At 2.5 miles an hour, they're playing.
I think it's about time for a parade to waltz. I think we need a 3-4 parade. Oh,
it is wonderful.
My breath is gone, fellas. My breath is virtually gone.
Well, I'm not surprised.
My metabolism is at a standstill, and I feel sick. I am that impressed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the last entry in the parade.
People are ready to go home.
And, the city of La Mirada really went cheap this year.
Airport limousine.
They have an airport bus coming into your screen. No, we're not going to get a shot of it.
A clothing bag hanging up in it to symbolize.
All right, let me describe this for you. It's a Dodge Sportsman or an Econoline, some kind of red and white van.
City of La Mirada.
They didn't cover it with flowers, so it's not an official entry. But that man is just as proud as if he was on a real float.
Made entirely of steel alloy. And glass
and
various kinds.
People
and then,
seem to be headed towards us in an angry fashion.
A strange angry rush.
We better get a move on before they start.
This is the crowd scene coming up, and this is where people can get killed. So we'll...
I'm going to take my watch off the table.
Kurt has departed from our booth and is on his way to the Rose Bowl game, but before he goes, we thought we might go to him for some closing thoughts as the host of this year's parade.